On Wednesday, Czech farmers will be taking part in a planned protest against the government's decision to slash tax refunds on biofuel. The move by the government, which is part of broad austerity measures, is expected to leave agricultural producers in a tight spot, some 1.5 billion crowns lighter. The protest will see hundreds of farmers roll out their tractors on roads across the country, with the exception of highways and the Czech capital. Jan Wellinger spoke to Miroslav Loma of the Agricultural Association of the Czech Republic about what the protest hopes to achieve.
There are two main reasons. You know, this is a tax from the biofuel as well as the VAT from the wine. When it comes to the first matter, you know, it means to the biofuel. The reason is that, you know, that at the moment or at the present, you know, the position of the EU 12 countries is still a little bit unequal in comparison with the EU 15 position. However, we should take into consideration that this biofuel is already subsidized in all remaining EU 26 countries except Slovakia at the moment. If our government will apply or will apply this elimination of the tax, which is to be returned to our producers, to agriculture producers, it will increase, let's say, of course, additionally production cost of our producers, thus increasing an unequal and unstable position in comparison with their colleagues from EU 15.
The decision to slash subsidies in biofuel represents losses of about 1.5 billion crowns. Is that correct?
Well, it's something. The figure is almost correct. I think it's floating around 1.5 up to 1.6.
Regarding the protests tomorrow, what form are they going to take?
Well, I think this protest will take place not on the highway, neither on the spot of the capital of the Czech Republic. It means in Prague. Majority of the farmers who are supposing to take a part in tomorrow's protest will be using their machinery, mainly tractors, and will be, let's say, moving from one spot to the other spot in the agriculture areas of the rural areas of the Czech Republic, using the, let's say, if we can call it the first class or second class roads.
And basically, these are tractors and additional machinery that travels.
That's it. Well, you should take into consideration that they are not, let's say, high speed vehicles. That means that the average speed of the tractor is something 30 kilometers per hour. So we should calculate with the speed where it will be moving these vehicles on the roads.
And do you think that the government sort of hears this kind of protest? Because up until now, similar events, major demonstrations in the capital haven't gotten much of a response.
You are right. Well, from my point of view, well, I do think that I rather prefer the negotiations to continue than this form of protest at the moment.
Miroslav Loma of the Agricultural Association of the Czech Republic, ending that report by Jan Wellinger. And of course, we'll have to wait and see what Wednesday brings.